It's November the 25th, 2014, in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America, on God's good, great planet Earth. This is PJ. And I want to talk with you. I got a call from a friend of mine. Lamont King is a friend of mine. He's a pastor. Lamont King knows so much about my life because I've shared that with him, about my life, about my journey, about the, what can I call it? About the journey that I've been on. My journey in Christianity, my journey meeting God when I was a young man at, how old was I, 23 years old. Now, all the way up to where I am at 70. I was the person that I've always been since I've always been that person. In philosophy, we call it the enduring self. The enduring self of who you are remains with you from day one up until day finish. That never changes. Lamont called me and he asked me, was I aware of what happened at the 107th convention or Congress of the Kojiggers, the Church of God in Christ. I used to call them the insane religion of black people because you have to be insane to give all your money to a crooked pimp behind bishop. So you see that I'm not a friend of foolishness when it comes to religion. But that's not the point of my putting this piece up today. I just thought that I'd say that. For some of you that listen to me from time to time, you've never heard me talk about this because my own private life, my own private inner thoughts, my feelings, and who I really am, I never put that over the pulpit. I never put it out. I usually kept that to myself. For the years that I was preaching the Bible, I did preach it the way it is. I did not preach every theme in the Bible. And, of course, if you know about the 107th convocation of the Church of God in Christ, there was this preacher that got up and started talking about the homosexuals in the Church of God in Christ, bow ties and purses. That now I have a leather bag that I've been carrying with me since I've been flying all around the country years ago. And I keep my personals in it today. It's not a purse. It's a mail. I guess you can call it a mail purse if you want to. It's kind of nice for me to throw all my stuff in and carry around. And I do that. And you may call me a sissy. You can call me anything you want to. I don't switch. I think it's offensive for a man to, and I'm just speaking for myself, I think it's offensive that a man would try to be like a woman if he's a man. Now, my daughters would contend with me and they would say, Daddy, you don't have a right to say that. I do have a right to say it because when I look at a man, I like to look at a man. I don't want to look at a man trying to be a woman. That doesn't make any sense to me. Now, that's to me. It may make a hell of a lot of sense to you, but it doesn't make any sense to me. Also, it doesn't mean that I detest that man that acts like a woman. It doesn't mean that because I love all men and women. I've been saying that for years on my webcast. As a matter of fact, if you call yourself a Christian, if you are one that truly follows the teachings of Christ, you love one another. That's what you do. You love one another. But I want to get into this because what I did is I went to the website. And I start watching, oh my goodness, they have so many video clips of this convocation. And if you go to it, this preacher, whatever his name is, Carter, I think his name was, and he gets up. And even Blake, down the street from you where I live, at that, I call it the Hell House, that Church of God in Crises, that's what I call that. Denomination. It's really, it's not far from voodoo. really, in my humble opinion. Okay. Anyway, they have an awful lot of gays that go to that church. There's an awful lot of gay people in the black church. It has always been a lot of gay people in the black church. And it has not been the practice of me to point out these gay people, simply because I know that they're there, and they knew that I know that they were there. Why would I point them out? Why would I castigate them to a burning hell when the people that were not gay in the church in front of me were doing just as much foolishness? You know, and there's where religion becomes a bad baby boy. But I want to reveal something to some of you, not all of you, because some of you know me when you've spoken with me in private discussions about my life, not the past, my life in the present, my desires, my fights for those desires. You know, often people ask me, well, you were with your wife for 34 years, right, John? Yes. Did you ever have an affair outside of the marriage? And first of all, I would tell the person, that's none of your damn business. And if I did have that, I wouldn't tell you. And I'm not going to tell you over this forum here, because it would bring shame to the memory of my wife, and shame to my children, and shame to me if I told you that I was hooking up with somebody while I was with Lucy. Well, I would tell you that I never did that. I mean, that just slipped out. Because why? I was faithful to the vow that I took. But have I always been a man that's been attracted to women? Practically, no. The only woman that I've ever been attracted to be with has been my wife. I've never been attracted to any other woman. To be attracted to another woman would be crazy to me. I have better times meeting in the company of men than with women. I understand women succinctly. I know what they're all about. I know their ways, their mannerisms, and it's offensive to women when I speak with them. That's why in the church that I was pastoring, I had more serious men in the church that listened to me than women. Women never listened to me because I made it known. As a matter of fact, I was out to dinner last night and I was talking with two people, one Jewish and one of a mixed thing, and they were looking at me kind of like crazy when I was telling them, and I said, but that's who I am. I don't hold anything back. I don't give a darn about the feelings of a woman that I have no intention of being with. Unless, I mean, if it's a humanitarian thing, yes, you need food, you need shelter, but you're not going to get in no shelter with me. I recall while I was nurturing some of those young men, letting them spend a couple of months with me and letting them get their feet grounded in life, that they would want to bring their women over here. And I said, that's not allowed. I wouldn't allow a woman to spend the night in my house. Number one, because they cause problems. They cause problems, especially if you have another man in your house and he tries to bring his woman. I teach that young man, you need to make your own way and your own life for that woman. I think that's what God would want you to do. Now, of course, there's another option, and that other option is not to have a damn thing to do with anybody. Because I was telling Lamont that people are still just as fickle, crazy, and messed up as they have been when I was pastoring a good-sized church, when I was doing all those conferences, traveling all over the country and everything. And I did my share of travel. I did my share of being out there, being a public speaker, speaking at certain... But I never, ever, ever shared with the people that I was ministering to. I never ever shared with them my own personal private thought life, my struggles, my passions, when I wanted to be with people. that everyone would think, well, why would you want to do that? Because that's who I am. I've always wanted to be that way. And when I went, after I spoke with Pastor King, to this fiasco, this thing that the Kojiggers did during their convocation, man, if you can't see the jealousy, the hatred, putrid hatred of one individual towards another individual. I mean, for that guy to come out and to make a statement like that, and then to give the young man that said that he don't like men no more, and then somebody took a picture of him giving the young man $100 bill for the fakery. For that's why I don't attend church. I mean, why would I attend? I love God. I will always love God. The idea of God, I've never seen God. I doubt if God is a white person with blonde hair and blue eyes. I can't quite get a mental picture of what Jesus really looked like, and thank God for that. I think his teachings are exemplary. I think that they are some of the most fantastic teachings for human beings that has to do with spiritual fervency that I've ever come in contact with. That's why I loved preaching and talking about it. I was saying to people, look at what I've discovered. But in all of that, Jesus never, ever came to me and told me to kill who I am, to become what somebody else wants me to become. I will never do that. And for that reason, up until this time, I have never had this kind of conversation with you. And I just think that I should just tell you this right now, that I am a gay man. I have been gay for all of my entire life. No. I did not practice having sex with men and things like that because of the calling that I was in and the love that I had for my wife. I have always been that way. Someone, you know, I was watching something on the internet, and one of the questions that they ask men that say that they're gay, well, were you molested? Let me tell you something. I was gay before I was molested by my uncle and knew it. As a matter of fact, my father knew it. My father is dead now. My mentor, my pastor, is dead now. My father had a conversation with my pastor about that. My pastor never spoke with me about that. He was very, very conservative and looking very much so at my Christian profession, my Christian life. And my Christian life has always been an exemplary one. I followed the Bible. The reason that I never condemned homosexuals and things like that, because I would have to condemn myself for the nature that I have. Now, either God made... And I thought I'd come out on this Thanksgiving weekend and say that, because either God is a cosmic killjoy or he knew exactly what he was doing when he called me to proclaim his word. And see, the reason that I resigned the church and the reason that I backed off of everything, because before I get sick and, you know, and I'm all shriveled up and people think that I have contracted AIDS. Oh, well, if he said that he was gay, he must be sleeping with that. No, I don't do that. That's a whore. And the Bible says that whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Okay? So I've never been a whore or an adulterer. But I must admit that most men that I've known in the church are that. And it took an awful lot As a matter of fact, most pastors that I know, listen to me, most pastors that I know have fallen from grace because of their cohorting with other women beside their wives. And check this out, their wives know it. And so, you know, we need to stop playing these games here. I've been nice all these years. Some of you may not ever listen to me again. And I hope that this isn't the way with you. But if you feel that way, you can feel any way you want to. You can take that and lump that. The reason that I thought about making this cast like this today is because I had a webcast ready to go up, and I think it was a great hour and 5 minutes. Something happened in there. The file got corrupted. And then I got this call from Pastor King, who asked me to look at it, because I said I had heard something about it, and then I asked him, is it on YouTube? And he said, it's all over YouTube. And when I saw that, I said, that's indicative of the co-jiggers. A bunch of uneducated people about theology, and they're walking around playing Christianity. And when you have self-righteous naysayers, people seeking position over other people. Oh, my grandfather was a co-jigger. I can tell you a lot of stories about that. But anyhow, I thought that I'd say that. Now, and the reason that I said this, and I got about 16 minutes, it's not going to be a large cast today, because I want to put this up on the website and see whether it still works or whether my machine is messed up. I want it to be out there. This isn't a coming out thing. I didn't come out what? The people that know me know me. Most everybody that I meet these days knows me. Okay? Now, if you think, oh, this is beautiful, I've never done a webcast like this before. If you think who I am is going to stop me from extolling God, worshiping Him, honoring Him, and challenging you to do the same, you're nuts. Because, I'll put it to you this way, David in the Bible, King David in the Bible, was a whore. What did the Bible say? That David was a man after God's own heart. King Solomon, in the Old Testament, had whores and concubines and, what was it, 300 wives or something? And he was the wisest man that God said that ever lived. Now, I am a man of human nature. And my human nature, that John Coleman is, has always been the enduring self that he is. Decent, moral, loving, kind, compassionate, and sometimes foolhardy, because I let the younger men just defecate on me when they take advantage of me, when I'm trying to get them on their feet, to prop them up and push them in the right direction. I shall never back off of the challenge. Ever since I was a pastor in the church, I knew what God had me doing. When that silly church got rid of me back in 1997, I was in the process of trying to get all the churches on Broadway to come down to this huge building that we had just bought so that I could teach them how to manifest the love of God in such a way that it brings about peace and tranquility in our lives. But I got this for you. That didn't go because of the church. I know what the church is. And it took me these many years to discover the in-depthness of them. Let me say this, and then I'll be finished with this webcast, because I do have papers to grade this week. I hope you come back and continue to listen to my cast. I hope that the truth of what I've just expressed to you will let you know that whenever you call me and ask me to look at something, like Pastor King did, about homosexuality and the foolishness that people go through when they discover that people are going to be who they are. There's a whole group of people that were born with a certain proclivity. And because of this society that we live in, we choose not to demonstrate that if we're going to be successful citizens in a bigoted, backwards, crazy butt looking world that we live in. There's one thing that I can say about the modern gay community, if you will. They are addressing those issues, especially the young people. Like, a lot of people that I've never seen address it. They're saying, as a matter of fact, that's the enduring self that I am. They're people that interact with other people because they stay out of each other's bedrooms, if you will. I can say that for the 34 years that I was with Lucy, there was no one in my bedroom but Lucy. That's all you need to know. Thank you for tuning in to the webcast today. I didn't quote one Bible verse. Oh, I should quote the one in Hebrews where it says, marriage is honorable amongst all, but whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. May God rain his blessings down on you. Thank you for coming to my website. This is PJ, your internet pastor, saying you know the drill, don't you? Stay into the word and out of other people's head.